have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I was created for. Hi, this is Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom.
Hallelujah. I was created for worship. For no other reason, I was created for worship in Jesus' name. I bless the Lord for this Shabbat Saturday. I'm just going to do a roll call in the name of Jesus to find out who's on the line with me, and then we're going to go forth in our release on today. Amen. Who's on and at the table with me today?
Pastor.
Pastor Pointer, praise God. Amen. Anyone else?
Evangelist Melissa.
Evangelist Melissa, praise God. Anyone else? And I pray that the producer has
Minister
all my unmiked. Minister who?
Minister Kathy Gaffer. Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the Lord for you, woman of God. I know that you have come to add value to the table. We are talking and having faith conversations at the red table in Jesus' name. I bless the Lord for you being here with us today. Is there anyone else at the table with us before we go on? Amen. Well, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, the song said that we were created for worship. My question is, did you know that, my panelists? Did you know that, our listening audience, that we were created for worship? We were created to Shabbat our God. We were created, amen, to manifest his glory in this earth realm. Why do I say that? Because Revelation 4:11 tells us, worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. We were created for him and specifically to worship him because he is worthy. The Lord God's word says that worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power, hallelujah, and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. That's Revelations 5:12. Well, listen, people of God, he certainly is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be Shabbat on today. And I would ask my panelists if at any time any of the speakers cannot be heard, if we're in the matrix, please let us know in Jesus' name. But today and every day, we should worship and adore him. We should worship and adore him. And that's what we do today on this Shabbat Saturday. We Shabbat him. We praise him. We extol his name. That is a name that is above every other name. I'm just not putting out words. I mean, I'm making a declaration, and I pray that you are receiving this impartation on today. His greatness no one can fathom from one generation to another is what the word says. Amen. And so I say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You created all things, and by your will, again, they exist and were created. We were created to worship the Lord. We were created to come and Shabbat him on today. So we lift up our hands. We bless his name, Elohim, hallelujah, the most high God in the name of Jesus. We bless his name, the everlasting God. We bless his name, Jehovah Jireh. We bless his name, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Shalom, our peace, Jehovah Sikkenu, our righteousness. We bless his name. I'm so grateful on today just to be in the land of the living. He didn't have to wake me up today, but he did. Amen. And that lets me know that I still have a ways to go. There is still purpose and a calling in my life on today and every day in Jesus' name. My God, well, bless you each and every one that is here. I want to let you know this is your host of Shabbat Saturday, Apostle Westbrook, and that's what we do. Listen, my panelists, you know, just looking at the headlines, that there is a great shaking in the heavenly realms. I mean, just look around you. and we have been given the authority to speak and say something, is what the scripture says to us. Amen? So we do speak and say something here on this platform. We Shabbat our awesome God and encourage you, our listening audience, on today, because this is the day that the Lord has created and made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. Well, today on Shabbat Saturday, we are so honored to have with us, amen, Prophetess Evangelist Melissa Ross, amen, Pastor Daryl Pointer, amen, Bishop-elect in the name of Jesus, and Minister Cassie Coffney in the name of Jesus. Welcome, welcome, welcome each and every one in your respective offices and mantles in Jesus' name. We're going to start this conversation off, and just in the rotation that I give, amen, first we'll hear from Evangelist Prophetess Melissa Ross, amen, as she comes forth, and then, of course, we're going to hear from our very own Pastor Bishop-elect Daryl Pointer, and then Minister Cassie Coffney in that order. And afterwards, we'll have open discussion, and let's talk about and have a faith conversation about what we've heard and what has been released in our hearing on today. But before I go forth, amen, again, I want to welcome our listening audience that have joined us. The mics are open, so please know that you can come and join us. In the name of Jesus. I just got a text from someone. Amen. Glory to God. Okay. Praise the Lord. So thank you so much. I'm multitasking here, people of God. And I want to also lift up a prayer for our producer who suffered a loss, a very close loss in her family. Amen. Just keep her lifted up in prayer. And even as we go forth, continue to intercede for her. We bless the Lord for her obedience and diligence. Amen. But know that the Lord is with you, Dr. Kimmy Kim. Hallelujah. And he's able to give you peace and comfort in Jesus' name during this time of your loss. Hallelujah. So with that being said, I'm going to ask if you would be so gracious to honor us with an opening prayer, Minister Kathy Coffney. And then the next voice you hear will be Minister Melissa, and then Pastor Bishop-elect Pointer, and then Minister Coffney, again in that order, with your shares. Go forth in Jesus' name.
First of all, we like to give honor to the Spirit of Christ, to our Father, to our Maker. Lord, we thank you for grace and mercy. We thank you for the opportunity to come together and to discuss and to bring forth a message, a word for your people. If never before, Lord, we live in a day and a time right now where that word is what we need. There are people have itching ears. They're moving to and fro, seeking something. But we know today that the word of God is what you need. The word of God will save. It will deliver. It will keep you. Lord, may every ear that is present today hear, and not just hear it, but live it and share it. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you today for this opportunity to bring forth your word on faith, Father God. And I just pray that you give the people ears to hear today and a heart to receive, Father God. We thank you for all those that have joined the table today, Father God. And we lift up our host, Kimmy Kim, and her family, and continue to keep them in prayer. In Jesus' mighty name. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You know, we have been doing this for the past two Saturdays, and the Lord has just really laid it upon our hearts, Apostle Dawn's heart, you know, that faith is something that is, you know, that is the foundation of all things spiritually. And we just, you know, this topic has just been touching many people. But I wanted to start with the verse, you know, Hebrews 11:1, you know, this is a verse from the Bible that provides a definition of faith. You know, the verse states that Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You know, the Greek word translated as faith in this verse conveys the thought of confidence, trust, and firm persuasion. The meaning of Hebrews 11 is about having confidence and hope in the promised word of God as revealed to us. It is taking God at his word, knowing that he is too faithful to fail and will never go back on his promises because he is not a man that he should lie. Over the past couple of weeks, the topics that, you know, that we have been bringing forth regarding our faith and our walk. The phrase faith is, you know, the, as I just mentioned, is the substance of things that are hoped for. Paul, you know, is not really defining what faith is, but rather he is showing what faith does. Faith is in what we hope for. Substance means that which stands under. Faith is the foundation for what we hope, the foundation for our relationship with God, and everything that implies within his purpose. And as I began this, I said, you know, faith is the very beginning of everything that it really matters spiritually. When we're saying that it is the evidence or assurance, that word can literally be translated title deed, but assurance seems to be the best all-around word to use of things hoped for. This comes much closer to defining what faith is. It's the simplest form. Faith is merely belief. As our understanding becomes more complex and operative, when we begin to put faith to work, it becomes confidence. And finally, in its best form, when it becomes fully operational, it is trust. This trust, this full measure of faith, is alive and works within our relationship with God. And, you know, as we had discussed, you know, it does, our faith comes around to our personal relationship with our Father. I have been pulling some of the notes over the years that I have taken some different studies and things on faith. But trying to understand the verse Hebrews 11:1, it's essential to driving the most. Yeah, Hebrews, I believe, is the whole book of Hebrews is kind of based around faith. It establishes a good practical definition. But it's not the only one. Since the Bible uses the term faith, I do want to bring this up. It uses the term faith in several ways. We have to be thinking as we read the Word of God, or we may get an idea about faith other than the one God intends within its given context. So I would like to share a few of those scriptures, if I can. Galatians 1:2-3 uses faith in a somewhat different manner. He who has formerly persecuted us now preaches the faith which is once tried to destroy. In context with preaching, faith is used in religious means a confession, a body of religious beliefs, or a statement of the principles. The New Testament often uses faith in this manner, and it uses its usage in Jude 3 is similar but a bit clearer as a body of beliefs to which we must cling steadfast and apply to life's challenges. You know, there are many other scriptures, you know, in John 20:29, it relates to, you know, Jesus said to them, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Romans 10:17 imparts vital understanding on how faith in God becomes part of our thinking and conduct. But spiritually,
Evangelist Melissa, we can't hear you. Can you guys hear Evangelist Melissa?
No.
No.
He kept
okay,
cutting
me.
He's going in and out.
Okay. Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay, maybe she'll come back on. I'll back channel her. But can you go next, Pastor-elect Bishop Pointer, in Jesus' name?
Yes, I can go next. Okay. Grace, I give honor to God, who is head of my life. And I thank you, Panos, for being here. And I ask the listeners that God would open up your ears to hear his word. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now, we're going to go to Ephesians 2 and 5. Okay. And it reads that your faith should not stand in wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Okay, now let me stop for a minute, people, because I'm not gonna play with the devil. I'm gonna go ahead and be no. I can sit there and I can read about faith 336 times. It's in the Bible. I could read about it, and you could sit there and not get a clear understanding. So let's paint a picture, okay? First of all, the Bible, the whole Bible is about faith, what to do and what not to do. Now, there is, let me paint a picture. There is two thieves. One on the left, one on the right. And there is Jesus in the center. One sit there, and he knows that he's guilty. He know, and he's looking at, why is Jesus on, why are you on this cross? You didn't do no wrong. Why are you up here? So he sit there, and out of his mouth he said, Lord, may I enter into your kingdom. You know, in other words, forgive me, may I enter into your kingdom? And right away he entered. Okay. Now you got the other one, on the left. He said, listen to his faith. If you are the Son of God, save us all. Wait a minute. You are the Son of God, save us all. So let's put it in today's perspective. Okay, you go and tell people about the Lord. Go and tell somebody about the Lord who don't know the Lord. And they don't want to accept. They don't want to receive. So next thing you know, one day in life, tragic, whether they go to jail or somebody gets sick, somebody get hurt, and the first thing out of their mouth, they say, oh, my God. Now they're ready to sit there and receive, which is good. It's good that they're ready to receive now. But you know, there are steps that they did, that they did, like the man on the left and the man on the right. When it was stuff they did, instead of saying, Lord, forgive me of all my sins and not receiving you, forgive me. The first thing they said, Lord, like the man on the left, help me, help me. And their faith now is working. Their faith is working. They trusting God to help them, to get them out of what the situation that they're in. Their faith start working. See, our faith, it's good to read. Don't get me wrong. It's good to read the word of God about faith. It's good to sit there and read, especially when your faith is not up to a level that it should be. Okay? If you're a newborn, it should be as a grain of mustard seed. If you've been walking with God for a while, it should be as a mustard plant. But some of us are still, who've been with God for a long, a mighty long time, still, faith is still as a grain of mustard seed. Still a grain of mustard seed. And it shouldn't be that. It shouldn't be like that. It should have mature. See, faith is everything to the Lord. See, you can sit there, if you don't have faith, they got these that are out there. And they can come talk to you. You know, I'm going to expose one, or a couple of them I expose, the Israelites, okay, and Jehovah's Witness. They can come talk to you. They can come talk to you and tell you about their God. And if you don't have faith, the first thing you will do is you will sit there and you will take, you accept their God, because they use things like, you know, color. God don't have anything to do with color. Race. God don't have anything to do with race. They use things that they shouldn't, you know, that God don't have anything to do with. And even to use things like there's no heaven, there's no hell, you know. They use stuff like that. I mean, come on, people. We got to bring our faith up, because if we don't bring our faith up, we'll be like a walking time bomb, just taking whatever somebody out there say. And the devil, he's gonna go ahead and he's gonna try to pull many of us to his kingdom. But you know what? If you have that faith, you're not going into that kingdom. You're going to walk with the Lord, and you're going to always walk with the Lord. I came too far to give up on a mighty, strong power God. I came too far for that. I'm not giving up. I'm going to walk. I'm going to believe. I'm going to keep my faith up no matter what. So if you go ahead and have your faith planted in good soil. Don't have your faith planted in sand. Don't have your faith planted in rocks. The wind could come and blow your faith down, and next thing you know, you're going to accept whatever the enemy has out there to give. Okay, I'm finished next.
Amen, amen. Lord, we thank you for an opportunity to share what you have given to us. May it be for the edification of your word. May it be for a message for those that they may live by and share with others. In Jesus' name, my God, faith, we all go to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11 is faith in action. The first verse, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. My mind goes, when I think about faith, my mind goes to the woman with the issue of blood. And it speaks Luke 8 and 48. Luke 8 and 48 speaks of faith. It says, and he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. She believed that if she could reach Christ, she would be made whole. She believed that as she crawled and as she dragged her body to get to Christ, that she would be made whole. That faith, she didn't come to that faith when she touched the hem of his cloak. That faith was there when she made her way to where he was. She was at a place, my God, where she wasn't even supposed to be coming outside. She wasn't supposed to be among the people. But she believed before she even made her way to him that she would be made whole. Faith is our practice. Faith is when you don't see it. When everyone else tells you it ain't going to work like that. That ain't going to work for you. You can't see God. You can't see him. How do you know? But when you have the word on the inside, the word that we hide in our heart, when we have the word on the inside, I have that confidence in Christ, not self-confidence, not confidence in me, but confidence in Christ that when I believe on him, that it may not happen the way I have it outlined. Because you know in the flesh, we already have an answer sometimes for the situation. We may go to God, but in the back of our mind, sometimes we already have an answer for the situation. But I'm not leaning on myself and on my understanding. My faith takes me to what the word says he will do. And it says that in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, I know the plans I have for you. And he's not talking about Kathy's plans. He's talking about he knows the plans that he has for me. I have to trust him. I have to have my confidence in the Savior that the plan he has for me will unfold according to his will. This daughter had her hope and her belief, her confidence, and her trust in Jesus, that she made her way to him. She stayed focused on Christ. Focus on Christ strengthens that faith. The studying and the researching of his word strengthens the faith. And though I don't see it, though I don't know the day or the hour when that blessing may come, I may not know how it's going to come, but I trust and believe in him that he is going to unfold it according to his will. I think about the, in Hebrews 11, it talks about by faith. By faith, when they reached the Red Sea, the sea opened. Moses standing there by faith, he stretched forth and the sea opened. By faith, Moses was put into the water in the basket as a baby. By faith, no harm came to him. None of the things that are in the water, nothing attacked him. Nothing turned over the basket. By faith, he was pulled from the water. By faith. By faith, we walk. By faith, we exist. By faith, we live. There are times when the enemy wants us to believe that you're not strong enough. Yeah, he might have did it to you. He might have did that for you once before. He might have worked a miracle in your family. But this situation you in, this situation, he not going to bring you from this. This situation, doctors already told you there's no hope. Faith. By faith. By faith. By faith. By faith, we move forward. By faith, we believe. By faith, that trust and that confidence in him, the one who created the universe, the one who realized that the only way that the creation was going to be saved is to send his son. By faith, his son went to the cross. I, by faith, received the gift of the Holy Spirit. I, by faith, I trust and believe that he's coming back by faith, I trust and believe I'm going to be caught up with him when he comes. By faith, I get to rejoice because the joy of the Lord is my strength. That's how I proceed every day. My faith, joy of the Lord, that's my strength, my hope, my assurance that I have eternal life. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, my God. I thank God every day. And when I tell you, I don't say it lightly, I thank God every day for faith. I thank God every day that he allows me to see that day. And every step I take, I don't necessarily know what's planned for me that day. But by faith, in the morning I pray and I ask the Lord that whatever plan the enemy has for me today, Lord, by faith I trust and believe that you are going to show me what the enemy has planned for me today. And my faith and my trust in the word is how I dethrone the enemy's plan for me today, because I have faith and trust and confidence in you and in your will and in your purpose in my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I thank you today. I thank you for that opportunity. I thank you for what I've heard thus far. Lord, I thank you, and it is my pleasure to worship you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen.
Evangelist Melissa?
Thank you.
Amen. Evangelist Melissa, are you back?
Yes.
Okay, go for it, please.
I believe that when I was speaking, I left off, I was talking about a relationship, you know, with the Father. You know, faith is a relationship between a believer and God. You know, it's the basic ingredient to begin a relationship with God. Faith is the assurance that the things revealed and promised in the Word are true. Even though unseen, and gives the believer a conviction that what he expects in our faith will come to pass. It deepens the relationship with God. One must deepen their confidence and trust in Jesus. As I was listening to the minister speaking a little bit ago, and Bishop, you know, Bishop was talking about, you know, mature Christians, you know, it made me think about, you know, as mature Christians, we walk around with that faith and hope, you know, because we are positive and we have that confidence and assurance, you know. But sometimes when newer Christians or new Christians are just coming in and, you know, we need to be able to encourage them and show them, you know, that to help increase their faith. And I believe that these broadcasts are going to help many out there, you know, mature in their faith and walk with God. You know, one of the biggest things I have found that discipling young Christians new to their walk is forgiveness, that they have to have that faith in knowing that they are truly forgiven of their sins. And you know, so I was hoping that, you know, one, we may be able to touch base on that and helping grow younger Christians in their walk and in their faith. And, you know, Pastor Don, you know, maybe you or the bishop or someone can touch a little bit on some of the basis of that. I have, I know a couple of friends that we're going to call in today that are new to their walk with the Lord. I hope that they are on listening today. If not, I hope they'll go back and listen
Hallelujah.
To this broadcast.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, we can touch from Genesis to Revelation. And from Genesis to Revelation talks about, it does nothing but talks about faith. We can talk about Daniel and the lion's den. Okay? So Daniel didn't want to sit there and bow down to the king's God and let them know who his God is. and was put in the lion. We can talk about the Hebrew boys who, same thing, didn't want to bow down, were put in a fire den, in a fire, you know. We can talk about many stories from Job to you know who, Peter, walking on water. Have faith enough to walk on that water. Jesus told him, come. How many of us Jesus then told to come? How many? And then how many of us did come? See, coming, obeying Jesus is your faith. Okay, you're gonna get many people who are smart in the world, very intelligent in the world, and they're gonna try to tell you how things were made, how people was made, how God made the earth. But your faith should sit there and say, if God said he talked it into existence, then you should believe it. If you don't believe it, why would you let people who are intelligent to the world take away the intelligence and the wisdom and the knowledge of God? God knows everything. It's not nothing he don't know. Yes, scientists know things, but you can't let them go ahead and draw you, you know, with their faith. You got to go ahead and still keep your faith. Keep your faith until it to manifestation. As minister said, you know, the issue, lady with the issue of blood, you know, keep your faith no matter what. 12 years of issue of blood, and she kept her faith, knowing that she was going to be made whole. There's somebody out there right now the doctor has given up on, and has been walking with the Lord. But you know what? If God tell you that your work is not done, keep your faith. Your work is not finished, which means you're going to be here until your work is done. And we all know what our work is. We should know what our work is. Is we all supposed to be a domino effect to draw somebody into the kingdom of God. Not with just words. Not just with words. Anybody can speak words to draw somebody in the kingdom of God. But can you draw him in with your action? How you are able to go ahead and give up the things of the world. How you are able to walk on a straight and narrow road. Not the wide and broad to the destruction, but the straight and narrow to Jesus. See, that right there is the number one thing that draws somebody to the kingdom of God. And then what you say when they ask, how are you able to go ahead and withdraw, you know, they said, come on, here's some drugs, come on, take some, and here's some alcohol, here's some things of the world. You able to withdraw and say, no, I don't want that. See, then you able to draw that person into the kingdom of God. You're a strong domino there. As the dominoes start falling, you're a strong one to draw me. But if you don't have a walk and you just have a talk, they're not coming into the kingdom. They will not come to the kingdom. Because they're gonna sit there and say, "Why? Look the way you act. You talk a good game, but look the way you act." So be able to go ahead and show God your faith. How you sit there, have a relationship, how you sit there and read your word from Genesis to Revelation, not just pick and choose what you think is best and good for you. Choose what's good for Jesus. So you go ahead, and when you pick and choose in the word of God for Jesus, it's from Revelation, Genesis to Revelation. It's not just, okay, I'm going to pick this, you know. Oh, look. Okay, today, let's talk about, so I'm going to get off in a few minutes. Give me a list, a few more minutes. Okay, today, I mean, this week has been Pride Week. This week. Now, Pride Week should not just be this week. Pride Week should be every week. I mean, every day. Because if you love that person but not the sin in that person, you should be strong enough to say, well, that's not right. You shouldn't do that. But, see,
Pastor
the
Darryl,
world take it as, yes.
Pastor Darryl, are you talking about gay pride?
Yes. And
okay.
What I'm saying is the world say Pride Week, but Christians should say Pride every day. You're loving that person, not the sin in that person. And being and loving that person, you know what that is? Tell them that's not right. You shouldn't do that. That's loving that person. But the world wants to sit there and say, oh, you know what? So, because they don't want to see them get hurt because of what they do. No. It should be you love that person regardless of, you know, I mean, it's you can see people sinning all the time. And you should be able to go ahead and distinguish the difference of their sin and that person, loving that person is telling them about Jesus. Okay, I'm saying that. I'm going to let next go.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to inject amen because I've heard a lot. And that's why I wanted to really distinguish that you were talking about the Gay Pride Week and you compared that to that's something that we should do every week. And I want to also clarify, you were saying, I was just trying to listen intentionally in the spirit, that you were saying if, as believers, we should take pride in the fact that I'm injecting, and panelists, please be praying, amen, that we should be injecting the truth, not accepting their fact, but giving them the truth of the word, which says that they must be born again. I know there are a lot of them that say that, there are even some, I think there's, I'm not trying to jump all over the place, help me stay focused. There, I heard recently there's someone called the Dairy Queen pastor who has the audacity to stand in the pulpit and promote gay pride, particularly Gay Pride Week. That is an abomination to the gospel. That is the truth. It opposes everything that the scripture says are works of, it opposes and identifies, it opposes the word of God and identifies with the works of the flesh in Galatians that tells us these are the works of the flesh. There is no distinction or it does not compare. It does not compare. It's like oil and water. It opposes the fruit of the spirit. The works of the flesh oppose the fruit of the spirit. Now let's bring this back to the subject of faith. We know that, as you were saying, man of God, that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men. And I consider everything that they are doing, they're walking in their own wisdom and strength. It is not the wisdom of God, but in the power of God. And so I believe the responsibility we have, because we love as the Father loves, because he has given us a mandate to be like him, to think like him. And I like what Minister Copley said, by faith we walk exist, live, and we move forward and believe like our Father. We take on his nature. Now, if the nature of my daddy tells me sin is an abomination to him, the works of the flesh is an abomination to him, that what he will not always strive with man, amen, and if they are making mockery of my God, I cannot condone them. I cannot agree with them. I cannot walk and be passive. And that's why the scripture is telling, if I have faith, then my faith has works and my works have deeds. If I have faith, then I'm going to stand on the truth, and not only stand on the truth, I'm going to speak the truth. My heart will echo the truth of the word of God, of the gospel. And as it goes back to what we were even talking about last week, that Jesus is calling us to walk in faith. We know that we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. And we know that we're not dealing with a people, but a spirit of rebellion that opposes the word and will of God in this dispensation. So he is raising up a remnant that will cry in the wilderness, that will what be the epistles read of men. We don't pacify them, oh my God, but we draw them through the Holy Spirit as we speak the word of God. And again, our faith does not rest in the wisdom of man, never, ever, but in the power of God. I'm going to pass the mic back to Evangelist Melissa or Minister Copney in Jesus' name.
Apostle, I just wanted to just add, I know that we are running, coming close to 4 o'clock today, but I, you know, I really want to, you know, reiterate again about, you know, faith and a personal relationship with our Heavenly Father. You know, just like any relationship, you know, it begins on potential, but it needs personal investment to experience that general richness in its depth. So this is equally and true with our relationship with our Heavenly Father. You know, we need to work on building faith in him and having that closeness to the reality that he desires. You know, he desires that personal relationship, that we increase our faith in him. You know, it's a, you know, it offers up a, you know, a rich and rewarding relationship, you know, to build. And we do that by, you know, getting into his word.
Amen. Amen. And you said something earlier.
Getting into time of prayer, just getting into that, getting into your prayer closet and seeking him and having that, getting into his presence, bringing up worship to him and just being with him. You know, we can't just, you know, go to church on Sunday morning and then the Bible lays on the shelf the rest of the week, which you find in many situations. Cases, you know, it, you know, faith isn't, you know, like it could be an action word. I mean, we have to apply ourselves. We have to, you know, we have to have that interaction. It's not just handed over to us. You know, we have to work on that relationship with our Father for that personal growth in our faith.
Evangelist Melissa?
Yes, ma'am.
Pastor Darrell, you know, as you're talking about that we have to work on it, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Indeed, that is the truth. But I think the most important thing, and this is for those who are just beginning this walk or this journey, or those who are not as seasoned, amen. God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. That's what Pastor Darrell was saying. That's why our faith is different levels. But that doesn't make one better than the other. I think the crucible, is your obedience in yielding and submitting to the will of God as you walk this thing out. The more you yield, the more you go in, the more you become like him, your faith increased because of relationship, because he's pouring into you. He's growing you. He's maturing you in the word. And the Holy Spirit is filtering the word, is bringing forth the revelation of the logos of the word. It is a practice, as Minister Kathy said. It becomes a practice, a daily practice that is based on, I believe, faith and that's right, a discipline. A discipline will occur if you do it daily as a practice. Someone said that something becomes a habit after 30 days or something like that. There's a saying. But as you consistently practice it, you consistently have this relationship. You consistently are seeking him. You're consistently going into the word, seeking the mind of God. You know what happens? That word that you are consistently hearing, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and that you are taking in and receiving, it begins to grow, to birth something in you, and it comes back up. Amen. It manifests itself. And I think that's why the scripture calls us epistles read of men. We become living epistles because what's in us comes out of us. Out of the heart flows the issues of life. So as we feed ourselves with the word of God, that is the measurement. That is how our faith increases. You're hearing it. You're regurgitating it. You're meditating on it. It's ever before you. The word says, keep the word before you. Keep it always, keeping the word before us. Somewhere in Psalm, somewhere, I'll get that scripture. But it's so important now in this dispensation, in this season. I'm telling you, people of God, Jesus is coming back sooner than we can possibly imagine. And faith has a voice, and it has been speaking to the leadership has been speaking to the body of Christ, and it's telling us, and I just heard this the other day, it is telling us we need to go deeper. Hallelujah. We need to go deeper. And we go deeper by fasting and praying and putting our faith before God. Someone said, put your face down in the presence of God and listen. We must go up and ascend. We must go up and ascend. Our faith will help us get there because things are getting, they're not getting better, but we should not be concerned about they're not getting better. They're not getting better for the sinner. Let me make that distinction. They're not getting better for the sinner. But you who are known and called by his name and have relationship with him, and have fellowship with him and know his word and are walking in obedience to the word of God and are being accountable or are being integral, oh my God, today, and seeking him, we don't have to suffer that. Even though we may go through trials and tribulations, we don't go through the angst that the sinner is going through. Amen?
Amen.
We know that what we go through is for a season. Hallelujah. But the greater one dwells on the inside of us. And because of our faith, hallelujah, we prevail. We prevail in Jesus' name. But we must go up and ascend. I'm going to rest my mic. And I wish that whenever you come to a conclusion, just say, I rest my mic so that the other speaker can go forth. I'm going to open up the opportunity for, I think that was Minister Kathy in, speaking. Go ahead, woman of God.
Yes, I just want to piggyback off of Evangelist Melissa. If the Spirit didn't give her the same word that I received, but I just want a relationship. The Hebrew meaning for relationship is kinship, closeness, a connection. And we in the natural, in the world, that's what we have. When we say we got a relationship with someone, we got a closeness with them. We got a bond with them. We got a kinship with them. We need to step outside of the natural and in the spiritual have that same type of relationship with God, that we got a kinship, we got a closeness, that Christ should be my ride or die, that Christ is not the last resort,
Christ is always the first because of my relationship, my trust, my belief, and my faith in Christ makes Christ, makes that relationship, that connection, that kinship, it makes it strong. It makes it, it makes it invincible. In the day and age we live now, we need to do all that we can to strengthen that bond and that relationship with Christ. I'm dropping the mic. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. If anyone else would like to go forth before we come to a close, in Jesus' name.
Yes, let me go. Let me say something real quick. You know, faith is so serious that we don't know how it is. It's like being in a trauma. You know, you're in a trauma with faith. Your faith should be so serious. God, for instance, let me put a little touch on the devil. The devil tell you, you know, you pay your, and y'all gonna get mad. See, who don't know the Lord gonna get mad. You pay your tithe, and the first thing the devil say, you paying your money to, don't pay your money. And if you sit there and say, my money, you done lost your faith, because it's God's money. It's God's money to build his kingdom. Come on.
Can I inject something right there? Because you just tapped into something. Doubt makes our faith weak and ineffective. And I hear you. I hear you so strong. And there should be no room in our heart for doubt in this hour. You have to wholeheartedly take the word, the whole loaf, hallelujah, of what the scripture says. Don't try to marginalize it. Don't do an intellectual assent, because your flesh has nothing and will receive nothing. It has to be with your spirit, man. And that's something I want to just say real quickly. I'm going to rest my mic. Amen. You that are new believers that may be listening, listen. It's okay. You are in the perfect place where you are. Hallelujah. Receive the word. Take the word, even when it's reproving you, rebuking you, correcting you, because it's good for you in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to rest my mic right there. Go ahead, man of God.
Amen. Let me finish what I was saying. So I don't want nobody to leave with not knowing this. See, your faith should be, if God told you to pay tithe, then you pay your tithes. Because it's not, you're not doing it to the pastor. You're doing it for God. What he's trying to do is get you to release that devil out of your pocket. And I'm going to say again, that devil out of your pocket. When you sit there and say, my money, you're holding on to something that don't let you have a relationship with God. Get that relationship. I had to do it. You have to get that relationship with him. Release that little eye and start going ahead and have a relationship with God by saying, okay, I'm gonna pay my tithes like he asked me to. He didn't ask you, he commanded you to pay tithes. No. And we all gotta pay. I don't care who you are, your bishop, whoever you are. And if you're not paying it, if T.D. Jakes not paying his tithe, well, look at what happened with Saul. Saul was not supposed to take every, you know, certain things, but he took everything, and Saul lost his kingdom. And that's what would happen. You would lose your kingdom to get into the kingdom of God. So we got to sit there and have faith. The Bible is yay and amen. Nay and amen, I mean. So you got to believe what the Bible says. Okay, I'm sitting next. I'm past the mic.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to say thank you, and I bless the Lord for each of you for your obedience. Before we come to a close, it's 4:07. I would go ahead and give one more opportunity if someone wants to interject something that you feel that needs to be released in our hearing on today. And then I'm going to ask Minister Kathy, would you do the prayer of salvation for those who do not have a relationship or do not know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior in Jesus' name? So is there anyone else, one of our panelists or those in the listening audience that would like to give comments in Jesus' name? Minister Kathy, go forth.
Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Can you hear me?
Okay. I'm sorry. Did you want to make a comment?
Oh.
I'm sorry. Before she prayed, I just wanted to add, you know, when the bishop was talking, you know, about, you know, tithes and offering, it made me think about the scripture in Mark 12. And so I, like, kind of pulled it up here real quick when he was talking about it. You know, Jesus sat down at the opposite place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich threw in large amounts. But a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins worth only a few cents. And calling his disciples to him, Jesus says, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she gave out of her poverty, but in everything, all she had to live on." And that made me think about how much truth and faith that woman must have had in what she did. And, you know, and that's just like when paying our tithes and things and offerings and, you know, which is a whole nother subject. But we do it and give it by faith. It all circles around faith. So I just felt led to share that.
Amen. And it's interesting. I'm telling you, this faith topic, I know we have all heard about the teaching of faith from Hebrews 11, and then we'll hear from Minister Kathy very shortly. Amen. But, I mean, just in the roundtable conversation we've been having, I mean, there's just so many layers in the area of faith, but most importantly and specifically, I'm going to say this ad nauseam, I believe it's going to be so key and essential in the months ahead. I really do believe that, particularly as men and women of God and the body of Christ, we need to have this faith thing locked down. Amen. Because there is a shaking going on. And we know that the word says that, you know, there will be many that will fall away. I think that falling away is because of their doubt and unbelief in the name of Jesus, that they are led to believe something else because their belief in the word was not stronger than the lie or the counterfeit. But nonetheless, that's a whole different kind of conversation. But just faith.
And I do believe
it's going
that
to be
the
critical.
Lord is raising up his remnant in these last days that to be able to stand in their faith, because the word tells us that, you know, many will fall away from their faith. We see that happening now.
There must be a saturation. There must be a greater saturation of us, you and I and everyone on this panel, of us walking in the overflow in our lives of the Spirit of God. I mean, truly walking out. The scripture says that the fullness, that we've come to experience the fullness of the Godhead. He wants us to tap in, to go in deeper. Hallelujah. There's some of us who think that, well, I won't say that. I don't want to be so general, but there are some that believe that they've arrived and they don't need to go any higher or deeper. But the Spirit of God is calling us to do that now, to be more focused, more intentional about our relationship with him, amen, how we're walking this life out, our daily journey, what are we believing, are we walking in faith or in doubt or in the wisdom of man. And if you find yourself siding on the side of the world, then you're not walking in faith, because they're contrary, they oppose one another. And with that, I'm going to rest my mic. Woman of God, Minister Kathy, go ahead and pray and give a prayer of salvation. But just as a footnote, again, I believe we're not done with this conversation. Glory to God. Go ahead, woman of God.
Amen, amen. Ooh, my God. Ooh. Join with me in the prayer of salvation. Dear Lord, I admit that I am a sinner.
I have done many things that do not please you. I have lived a life for myself only. But now, I am sorry and I repent and I ask you to forgive me. I believe that you died on a cross for me to save me. You did what I could not do for myself as I was lost in my sins. I come to you now and I ask you to take full control of my life. Lord, I give myself to you. From this day forward, help me to live every day for you in a way that is pleasing to you. Lord, right now I ask that our relationship be established between I and you, Jesus, that I will walk in faith, I will walk in love, that I will have a desire, a passion for your word. Oh, my God, my God. I love you today, Lord, and I thank you for giving me an opportunity, not just for life, not just for every day, but for eternal life. Oh, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. My God, today, listen, as the woman of God was going forth, I pray that you have received that and that you now can say that you are born again because you've received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. And now I would admonish you to find a good Bible teaching church or a man and woman of God that love the totality of the Word of God, amen, that will instruct you. And if you do not or have those kinds of resources, please reach out to us here on the panel in the name of Jesus. I just heard this one, I'm going to sing one lyric of this, and I know the time is short, but listen, the Spirit of the Lord is saying, there is more that I require of thee. Oh, my God. Will your Spirit say yes? And I believe the Spirit of God is telling us to go deeper than we have ever gone before, deeper in him in the name of Jesus, and that we must go up and ascend, particularly in this area of faith that is becoming so critical in this hour in the name of Jesus. Listen, audience, listening audience. Listening audience, you that are here, that are still with us, we thank the Lord for you. We bless the Lord for you. Do not doubt what God has released today regarding faith. Amen. And I think that it is a paradigm shift. It is a new thing that he wants to do and be released in your spirit, man. Amen. That because there is going to be so much in the days ahead. But even in the path or the midst of chaos, you can have faith. Because we are to be people of faith and not doubt. Change is here now in us. And he's doing a great work in a remnant that he is raising up, as my panelists have said. So listen, people of God, again, thank you so much for being with us. I believe the Spirit of the Lord has spoken again. Thank you for this riveting topic, faith, evangelist, prophetess Melissa, Pastor Bishop-elect Pointer, and Minister Kathy. The Lord bless you so richly, and thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be with us on today. Hallelujah. And I just want to say thank you again to our listening audience. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being in the room with us and for this mighty word released in this hour. My God, today, we know that the Spirit of the Lord has spoken. If anything, I pray that it pokes you, provokes you to want to go and sit yourself down and be still before the Lord and let him minister to you where you are now and where he wants you to be in Jesus' name. Thank you, our dear producer, for your graciousness and your patience. We thank the Lord for your endeavors that are ahead. And again, we are with you, and we pray that you will have comfort and peace with your loss. Our condolences. in the name of Jesus. We love you, Dr. Robinson, in Jesus' name. Again, people of God, this is your host, Apostle Westbrook. Amen. You are on Shabbat Saturday at the Faith Conversations on and in the Red Table in the name of Jesus. And if you'd like to reach any of us, amen, we are all on Clubhouse and also, well, some of us, but mostly on Facebook. You can reach out to us respectively, Evangelist Melissa Ross, Bishop Daryl Pointer, and Minister Kathy Coffney, amen, in the name of Jesus, or simply amen, back channel us, Healing Mountains Ministries International at gmail.com, and I'd be more than happy to give you the information how to reach out to them. We love you. We praise God for you. And again, thank you, Dr. Timothy Kim, our producer. May the Lord, our God, continue to use you, enlarge your tents, expand your tents, in the name of Jesus. And great woman of God, now please close us out. Shalom, everyone.
Once again, I'm standing here ashamed. My sinful ways have caused you so much pain. Doing things you told me not to do. Lord, I need a healing touch from you. So I asked the Lord if he would change my heart. A touch from you would provide a brand new start. Change my heart and my spirit, please renew.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, I need a healing touch from you. Feels like I'm so deep in
and I ask myself the question.
I ask myself,
can he really, really love?
Can he love me? Hold me in my integrity. Change my heart.
I wonder if there's any more mercy. I wonder if there's any more grace. I wonder if there's any more patience, Lord.
Change my heart
as I lay before your face, Lord.